Welcome back. As we continue here live in Nashville, where games are going on, so it's a little quiet. It's either that or the fact that Cousin Shane ran everyone off. I mean, there were 15,000 people behind us 45 minutes ago, and now there's like one lady lost. She thinks she heard Daniel Bramlett was doing autographs, and she's online.
I really draw a crowd. You know what, Paul?
Michael Bratton is that voice, that face, if you're watching on that SEC podcast, simulcasting this. What's on that SEC podcast right now?
Ooh, tons of interviews, previews of spring football.
Okay. So you used this week, because I remember you invited me over last year.
Right.
I mean, really put on the Ritz. I'm like, hey, we were at the RCA studios, and I found out that you just borrowed that for the day to try to impress me.
Right, and you'd be amazed, Paul, how many people I reached out to do that, and then they ultimately told me no, but when they found out that you did it, then they would reach out later and say, oh, I apologize, I didn't come through.
I really had fun doing that last year, which brings me to, like, why are we doing it again? I mean, well, can't you just rerun that one?
I've got new questions for you, Paul. We got new teams in the league. We got new coaches. We got a fire.
Okay. Did you get this approved? Because I don't remember saying yes to your interview request.
Maybe the last time I get you. I never know.
I might be a little late to my. I'm doing the Billy Napier podcast.
Well, he still has one, right?
Oh, he's in good shape. So let's talk. We talked to Cousin Shane, and I noticed our audience went down in half. So let's try to bring it back. This time of the year, I mean, basketball is huge.
Right.
Something tells me you're not spending much time on basketball on your podcast.
Yeah, there's a game literally behind us. I don't know who's on the court right now.
I'm not sure I know either.
I mean, football, we all know it. It's the sport that drives the SEC.
I see Kentucky. I know they're not playing. I see Carolina uniforms. I assume they're playing at some point.
Right.
Arkansas is playing.
Basketball for me.
Arkansas is playing South Carolina.
Basketball starts next week for me, Paul.
That would not be much of a football game, by the way.
Speaking of getting fired, we may have two right there.
By the way, we're halftime at the game, and the crowds are coming back.
Uh-oh. Is that good or bad?
I don't know. So, Michael, a couple of things you said during the season I want to review. You said Nick Saban had a decaying dynasty.
Yeah, and I feel like I was vindicated. Even though they won the SEC, I think they got extremely lucky, Paul, with break after break, the Iron Bowl, A&M, Tennessee. They knocked out the Heisman Trophy winner. Had that not happened, I don't think they win that game.
I never want to get in the way of an opinionist, but I'm curious. Other than Larry from Shelby calling you, mm-hmm. What was the reaction like when you said it? Because that was a strong comment for the iconic Nick Saban to have you heard from his daughter by any chance?
Too many times, Paul, too many times. But I think most people, you know, they ridiculed me for it at the time.
They did.
But for the most part, they've come around to saying, yeah, you were right. It was a decaying dynasty, and I think it's proven. And it's just going to continue that way under Kalen DeBoer. Great man, but I don't think he's got what it takes to cut it.
But you sold, didn't you tell us a few weeks ago you thought he could win a national championship? Or
I do, yeah. And then I got to see what about a month in the offseason with Kalen DeBoer looks like.
You're not as high.
Not anymore, Paul.
Okay. Because I was worried about you that day when you said.
They've expanded the playoff, obviously, to 12 teams.
Yeah.
I don't think Alabama even makes the 12-team playoff. It would be an upset in my mind if they did. I think Ole Miss is there. Obviously, Georgia. There's two spots. Possibly even Missouri gets a spot. And I think Tennessee, realistically, if Nico lives up to the hype, they're a playoff team as well. So we're running out of spots here, Paul.
You left out Texas and LSU.
I don't think, especially Texas, I don't think they have what it takes week in and week out. They beat Alabama. They beat the decaying dynasty. We'll give them credit for that. But they couldn't even beat Oklahoma last year, Paul.
I agree.
And they couldn't beat Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah. They almost did.
Right. So
on Alabama, and we'll revisit this, but this is I mean, what is there about the first 2 months of DeBoer that turns you off? Because, I mean, you were moderately high early on.
Right. Well, mass exodus of players, obviously.
But he's gotten some big transfers from Washington.
Right. He got a lineman from Washington. That's a credit to him, Paul. But it doesn't seem
Can
like.
Can we get Cousin Shane back up here? I think
his staff, it seems like. I mean, he's losing coaches, Paul, to Tennessee.
He has lost some big coaches.
He's lost some big-time coaches. And, again, it all sounds good, Paul. He's undefeated. He's not lost a game yet. But when they lose to Georgia.
Let me play Bama fan for a second.
Okay.
Because I spent a little bit of time in Alabama. He's coaching at Alabama, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
He's won everywhere he's ever been, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the national championship game last year, Brat. And he's got Jalen Milroe, Brat.
Oh, wow. Jalen Milroe, the sixth best quarterback in the SEC. Well, that's not going to carry him to much.
Now, Jalen Milroe finished sixth in the Heisman, did he? Did he not, Cousin Shane?
He did.
You're being dismissive of a guy who almost made it to New York.
Had he not completed the Gravedigger pass, I don't think he would have got a single vote for it. So, I mean, credit him for making that pass, but what were they doing nearly losing to an awful Auburn team?
What difference does it make? They won the game.
Right, but they're not going to get those lucky breaks this year, Paul. They're really not.
Okay.
So I think they're probably 8-4 type team.
Brad, there's no way you can say Alabama's 8-4. Okay, here we go.
Right. Georgia, loss. At Tennessee, loss. Missouri, loss. And then LSU, Oklahoma, Auburn, they'll lose one of those as well. There's your 8-4.
And you're saying the loss is either LSU or Oklahoma or Auburn?
Right. Probably LSU or Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's the fourth loss.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, Tennessee, Missouri. I see what you're saying there. I see what you're smoking there.
And I'm very intrigued with Oklahoma, Paul. I think that's the team. Everyone's getting excited about Texas, rightfully so. But I think Oklahoma could be a real impact right away. Their schedule lines up well, but they're a mystery to me. I really, really like Jackson Arnold, their quarterback.
Okay.
I've heard Jeff Levy say he's the best quarterback prospect he's ever worked with. So I think Oklahoma's a team to really keep your eye on as well.
Okay, we'll move on from Alabama. Cousin Shane was here earlier. I know you were busy. He was tough on Napier.
Mm.
I'm hoping that you've changed your tune on Napier.
I'm coming around, Paul. I think this is the year for the Florida Gators. They got a lot of experience back, a lot of continuity. They've added another defensive assistant to help their current defensive coordinator, Paul. I realize the schedule is brutal. That's what everybody wants to talk about. Graham Mertz overexceeded.
Right.
I think it all comes together, Paul. This is the best season that Billy Napier has ever had in the SEC. They go 6-6, and he's fired. But that would be an improvement. 6-6 is better than 5-7.
I don't want to play dumb here, although occasionally I do it. So he has not had a winning record yet?
Well, he went 6-7 his debut, and they got embarrassed.
Right.
They kick a field goal as time expired to lose 30-3, I believe, to keep that scoring streak alive. That's what matters at Florida these days, scoring streaks, not winning games, not competing for championships. Your rivals are dominating you, but they've got the scoring streak, Paul.
Talking to the Brat, I mean, that's really sad.
Right.
Because he's a good person.
Great man.
Can we take that out of the talk show podcast lexicon?
I don't think we can, Paul.
Where did that start? I mean, I know I've been saying it since before you were in the business. Well, you know, so-and-so has got a tough record, but he's a good person.
They're all good men, Paul, until they start losing on the field. Then all of a sudden, that doesn't really matter anymore. You know what?
So let's talk about that SEC podcast, because I know you're doing a lot of work here. Who have you already booked into there, and what can fans of Cousin Shane and Brad expect?
I mean, I don't want to give away the guest list, but
okay.
we've got some big names coming through. I guess we can reveal you're going to be on there.
I'm not going to be.
Okay. I lost you during this interview here, but
I can't in good conscience be with someone who's predicting Alabama to have an 8-4 record.
But yeah, we try to turn this into like a little mini media days event with all the people coming through. So we try to get as many people in there as we possibly can. Just have a nice conversation, relax, and
yeah. Last year was really fun doing it, and I'm not as excited about this year, having been through last year. Will Cousin Shane be there?
He will.
Will you be there?
As long as he doesn't have too many beers tonight and misses it.
Okay. Michael Bratton. I mean, I see a lot of activity. It always makes me nervous when Danny, our producer, starts walking down toward the beer cart. The Brat, we'll see you tomorrow at the podcast. We'll tell you when it's – will that be on sometime soon or –
It'll be after the tournament.
After the tournament.
Gotcha. Appreciate you, Paul.
Got time for a call from Larry?
Bring him on.
We'll take a short break. Thank you, Mike.